look at the crowd. How'd you manage that?
I put our itinerary on the website.
But that means Carpathia's people...
I am through playing Nikolai's games. Stand beside me when we get off the plane. No disguises, no misdirection. If God can protect me, he can protect you.
Which means my Global Community Weekly days are over.
Well, you have your own writing, Cameron. Your cyber magazine has thousands of readers.
Yeah, it's nice having the income.
God will provide. Come, Chloe, Ken, we have waited for this meeting for so long. We are about to see God at work.
Based on Apollyon, the fifth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 49 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
I'm very sorry, sir.
But we made arrangements.
Can't say I'm surprised.
We tried to get in touch with you. They called yesterday. Excuse me one moment.
What's wrong?
No, we don't have rooms.
I made the reservations myself.
Yeah, well, it seems our friend Nikolai bumped us. They're supposed to be here later this afternoon.
I'm sorry for the wait. I was asked to give you this.
Hey, it's in Hebrew. Who's it from?
God has a way of providing. My friend Chaim Rosenzweig.
He's in Nikolai's back pocket.
Listen, I have room for you and your colleagues and insist you stay with me. Cameron, his estate is walled and gated. It is walking distance to the old city. It's perfect. We will get settled, then head for Teddy Kollek Stadium.
So, Ray, have you thought this through? I have to do it. Those files may haunt you for as long as we have left.
There are messages between Amanda and Carpathia in here. If I can get to Buck or Zion, I can use their machine to de-encrypt.
Yeah, but for what, Ray? Why put yourself through...
For peace of mind. For confirmation that Amanda was or wasn't who I thought she was.
Listen, have you talked to Buck or your daughter about Amanda instead of doing all this stuff?
I think they believe the worst. That's another reason I have to decode it.
Leon, we are about to land.
Protocol, Captain.
What do you want?
First, refer to me as Supreme Commander. Second, His Excellency asks that you remain in the cockpit after landing for orders.
We're not going to Jerusalem?
Precisely. Much as we all know you want to be there.
Let me take the landing, Mac.
Ray.
I just need to make a slight adjustment. That should do it.
Leon! Are you all right?
Yes, I think so.
You could have been hurt.
Whoops.
What was that, Officer McCullough?
My apologies, Commander. It was out of my hands.
What?
All due respect, sir, but you shouldn't have been out of your seat during landing, really.
All right, listen. You will both wait here while His Excellency Pontiff Matthews and myself disembark. After the ceremony, His Excellency directs that you remain in Tel Aviv, as we are not certain when he might need to return to New Babylon.
Sir.
You have rooms near the airport. GC personnel will transport you.
But,
that
sir,
is all.
How are you feeling, huh?
Bob, go help the others. I'm fine.
You know, I wish you'd go back to Haim's compound.
I just need to sit down a while. Oh, can you believe the complexity of this whole deal?
Yeah, just the transportation of all these people. Doc told us God would pull it together.
Aren't you glad I'll be here to see it all firsthand?
Yeah, well, you just be careful.
You're telling me to be careful? Okay, look, you need to get going.
Are you sure you're okay? I mean, we're still working on getting you healed from the earthquake, and in your condition, it's...
Buck, being pregnant doesn't mean I have to sleep all day. I'll be fine.
It is to be back in Israel. I am eager to welcome the devotees of Dr. Ben Judah and to display the openness of the global community to diverse opinion and belief. I am pleased to reaffirm my guarantee of safety to the rabbi and the thousands of visitors from all over the world. I will withhold further comment, assuming I will be welcomed to address the honored assemblage within the next few days. Thank you.